It's like wading through the Great Dismal Swamp to maneuver through the morass of doublespeak and politically correct words these days. Language, whose purpose used to be to save us from that quagmire of confusion in communication, has been overrun in recent years with the stealth and the relentlessness of kudzu. Turn on your TV and listen up. Scene: jail, where the rapist serial killer is being led to his cell. The reporter explains in an indifferent tone. Here we see the gentleman being taken to maximum security, where he will be assigned to death row. Gentleman? Gentleman? A convicted serial killer? And maximum security? I prefer to say the pen, or to prison, or even the slammer. We no longer have juvenile delinquents, but youthful offenders. That almost sounds as if it should be the name of a rock group. I Googled it, and it is the name of a rock group. The violent teenage in the newspaper story last week? The article tells us that the 15-year-old ran away from home for the third time after stabbing his mother and the dog and the family ferret. The copy reads, "He has been a challenge for his family since he was a child." Challenge? I don't think so. A handful? An impossible kid? A nightmare? Yes. Challenge diminishes the horrendous situation by the language. George Carlin wrote and talked about euphemisms we hide behind. His best example, the mental breakdown a soldier suffers, was called shell shock. Direct, to the point, it even has the staccato sound of the gun to it. Shell shock. By the time we got to World War II, it was battle fatigue. Note four syllables now rather than two, and a softer term. During the Korean War, operational exhaustion. We have progressed from the original two syllables to seven. Today we remain with Vietnam's post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, with a whopping eight syllables. No one can just say, "I lied," anymore. It's, "I misspoke." Today we don't have problems, we have challenges. My cousin is not a neurotic and a flat-out mess when she stalks the paperboy in her lingerie. She has issues. I don't want the bill from the electrician to say, "This is a courtesy reminder." Put it down in black and white. I want my money. Pay up. And gently used items? What, pray, is wrong with second-hand or hand-me-down? Sitting across from some foul-mouthed guy at a dinner party who tells disgusting jokes, we say we are uncomfortable in his presence. I'm not uncomfortable. How's about miserable, disgusted? Southerners have long been accused of dancing around the plain truth with all sorts of language manipulation, diversions, euphemisms. But I believe the whole world at large has beaten us at our own game.